Vancouver, a lawyer for the Nuu-Chat-Lat First Nation, which is fighting for title to part of Nootka Island in British Columbia, has told a court that the underlying objective of the proceeding is reconciliation. Jack Woodward said at the start of his closing argument that the province missed its opportunity and has instead placed the burden of reconciliation squarely on the court, in the first test for the landmark 2014 Tsleil-Waututh Aboriginal title decision by the Supreme Court of Canada. That case recognized the Tsleil-Waututh Nation's rights and title over a swath of its traditional territory in BC's central interior, not only to historic village sites. The province presents the court with a stark choice: dismissal or declaration. No alternatives have been presented, Woodward told the court Tuesday. I am shaking my finger at the province for that, because it certainly was in their control and power to help design and accommodate a process that would have put the court in a less binary position. The lawsuit filed by the Nuu-Chat-Lat First Nation in the BC Supreme Court in 2017 asserts that the BC and federal governments denied Nuu-Chat-Lat rights by authorizing logging and effectively dispossessing the nation of territory on Vancouver Island's west coast. The BC government denies that the Nuu-Chat-Lat hold Aboriginal title over the 230 square kilometer area, which includes the northwestern part of Nootka Island. The province said it has met its obligations under agreements with the nation related to forest resources. Crown attorney Jeff Eccles previously argued in March that the modern-day Nuu-Chat-Lat draws its membership from a broader base of Indigenous people, and the First Nation wasn't alone in using the island when the Crown asserted sovereignty over what is now BC in 1846. He said case law had established that Aboriginal title is not transferable, and the legal test would not allow the modern Nuu-Chat-Lat to take on the title of other historical Indigenous groups whose members joined or merged with them. But Woodward said Tuesday the Nuu-Chat-Lat occupied and used the claimed area before and during 1846. He said the Nuu-Chat-Lat had a magnificent advantage in the case, in that not only were there the different local groups who all had occupation of their respective territories, but they were organized into a confederacy. This is remarkable fact, he said. I think that's the crux of the case. He also argued the Nuu-Chat-Lat had showed restraint in their claim, saying it doesn't overlap with any other First Nations territory or federal land. A First Nation that comes to court with a reasonable, moderate, uncluttered claim presents an opportunity for reconciliation, Woodward said. Supporters of the claim rallied outside the court complex in Vancouver before closing arguments began. Among them was Nuu-Chat-Lat Council member Eric Michael. We're here to fight for our past generations and future generations to come so we can have a healthy, strong future, he told the crowd. Mariah Charlson, vice president of Nuu-Chat-Nulth Tribal Council, which represents 14 communities including Nuu-Chat-Lat, said she made the trip to the courthouse steps to show support in their fight against BC. This is a case that is going to set the precedent on how BC deals with the land issue. Land back is a real thing. It's giving the land rights title inherent jurisdiction back to the original landowners, and the Nuu-Chat-Lat are setting the precedent, she said. The closing arguments come about 5 months after the province announced the development of a new approach to litigation as part of its process to implement legislation in accordance with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This included 20 directives for the Crown to prioritize resolution and negotiated settlement, while reducing the potential for legal action over Indigenous rights and title. In a court transcript from April, supplied by the Nuu-Chat-Lat's legal team, Crown Attorney Eccles said the province knew about the directives before their release and does not intend to adjust its arguments for trial. At the time, Woodward said the government's decision not to adjust the case based on its own new litigation directives undermines the process of reconciliation. Hearings are set to continue until October 14. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 27, 2022. Brianna Charlebois, The Canadian Press.